dogs know. He would have uttered it in one divor. But it's physically impossible to be made to shmei dvorim b'divorecho. That can only happen with Erech Nes. So Mimele, Alpidin, it's considered like one divor. If it's Alpidin, it's considered like one divor. So we have to do justice to both, so we have to spray. He's to the boy. And reconcile the to the boy. So Mimele, here too. Even though there is no sin. But if not for the Ram, we would say that here there is much an analogy between the case of Purasil and Purashwam. Just as over there, there is a stira. So Rameya holds, whenever there is a stira between two diburim, so top with Losh and Rishay, and the second dibur is rejected, and Rameya says, no, we cannot reject the second dibur, even though it's inconsistent. And it says here the first dibur, we cannot reject. So here too, because actually, logically speaking, the expression kulchem asur and chutz mi'abo is a repugnant expression. It's italic disaster, because kulchem means kulchem. Then you say chutz mi'abo, so it's not kulchem. But people talk that way. As they like to use a shortcut in their speech. But it's a repugnant expression. So mele there is a stire. So he says, so we can explain cases that way. That way. In other words, that he's formulated in a Loshon of the Prat. So regardless whether the original Haploi was in a Loshon of the Prat, Loshon of the Prat, as long as the Chazor is in a Loshon of the Prat, so in Mele we say, Nedashuta Mitzosei, Zuta Kule. The Kule. Why? Because there is a stira between the two expressions. So then, so Rav Meir says that we reject the second expression. We reject. So here too there is a stira in the Chazore. The two diburim in the Chazore, kulchem asurim chutz mi'abo. So there is a stira, because kulchem means even abo. And then he says chutz mi'abo, abo not. So according to Rameya, if there is a stira between two diburim, even though he means both, so we reject the second dibur. So Rameya, we have to reject this in the Chazore gufe, the second dibur of the Chazore, of chutz mi'abo, we have to reject as verbiage. So what we have left, just kulchem asurim. So there is no chazore, there is a confirmation, not a chazore. So why should we say nedashuta mitzvase utakulei? Only when there is a chazore we can say nedashuta mitzvase utakulei, but not when there is a confirmation. So then you ask, so yes, that kashe. If so, that we reject the second divu according to the Meir, according to Mishamai, as verbiage, so Mimele should be also be Abu Ubiochib also. That's the kasha. Vin Tema, in Topus Loshavishen, Amayo Bivuter, Valentrilo Makulchen, the Mashma, Akilobi, the Yeshlema, the Badayan Sade, the Nightlesserobi, Ilu Yidea Shoyosho, or the Congo came with Hoshiba Yutamik Sose, Ligabe Lahatelach. So what's the answer? The answer is, you see, that insofar as the Ovi V'Echov are concerned, and so the Mamish is it to us, so then even though there is no verbal Chazore vis-a-vis Ovi V'Echov, there is no, because if it's Topos Loshon Rishon, so the second dibur of chutz me'abo, is rejected as verbiage. So there is no verbal chazore even in respect to abo v'ochi. But in respect to abo v'ochi, since we know that in his heart he did not mean abo v'ochi, so memele, the net of his bodily gabi abo v'ochi without the verbal chazore. But in order to apply the din of neder shehuta mitzosei huta kulei, now this is the Ram Der Rahmen beginnt noch mit Dorin, Menschen sind Jerusalem, that this is deduced for the posseg, from the posseg of the Cholayitz and Pivyas. So it's a special Zazakoso. So apparently, I mean, according to Teisves and the other Meshavim too, I mean, it follows from this Gemara, that this din of Neda Shehuta Mitzosei Huta Kulei is based upon a verbal Chazon. When do we say that Neda Shehuta Mitzosei is Huta Kulei? Only when there is a verbal Chazore. But if there is no verbal Chazore, then we do not say, according to Teisves, Neda Shehuta Mitzosei Huta Kulei. So, as far as Abba B'Yochim are concerned, so that is it all, so without a verbal chazore. And we do not say Dvorim Shebelevin and Dvorim, because there is a special tzarsakosof here of order Mishmure. And as he says, the Vadayanan Sadeh being Daitelas Rabbi. So even though he did not verbalize his chazore, because the chazore that he said that Chutz V'Avo is a repugnant expression, according to Mishamai. And it is rejected as verbiage, but without a verbal chazore. Since we know that Bilibe, he didn't intend to ask a Rabbi Bilibe, so the Odom Mishmui is like, Mashiach came in order to apply the aloche of Neda Shehuta Mitzosei Huta Kulei, so only if there is a verbal chazore. Mashiach came, if verbally he confirms the Baisat Loye, because the whole thing of Neda Shehuta Mitzosei Huta Kulei is the aloche that the Maisat Loye, the Divo becomes bottom. The Divo becomes bottom. So the fact that it's Huta Mitzosei is Mivatel, the Divo, the original Maisat Loye. So when can the Huta Mitzosei be Mivatel, the whole Atloye, only when there is an explicit verbal chazore. But if there is no explicit verbal chazore, so then, on the contrary, when verbally there is a confirmation of the Maisav Loye, so then we don't apply the aloche of Neda Shehuta Mitzosei Huta Kulei. Mason, Keita, yes, what?
But Rashi tells us that he has to
No, so in the case, so on the contrary, Teitzer says no, that it all depends what the Chazor is. If the Chazor is the Loshen Klal, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's Maimi Diburei or Mishani Diburei, as long as the Chazor is the Loshen Klal. So if the Chazor is the Loshen Klal, there is a repugnancy in the Chazor.
Right, and
so,
the other thing, in this question for everybody, where it says,
so because then there is no repugnancy. Because then there is no repugnancy. So, in other words, if there is a repugnancy, so according to Rameya, according to Mishamai, the topos loshen rishin, wherever there is a stire, so that means that the second dibur is rejected as verbiage. So we are left only with the first dibur. The first dibur by itself, with the uncoupled with the second dibur, constitutes a confirmation of the Maizat Loye, not the Chazor.
I understand, but the longest brother is not the longest.
All right. Of course, it's only going to be different than the longest. Of course. No, it's the aloha is because it's a special Zerzakoso. That the Huta Mitzosei is Mivatel, the Maisat Loye. It bears an analogy to the aloha. That the Hazome Soedim is Mivatil the Agode Seidim, is Mivatil the whole Maisa Agode. So here too, the Xerasakosu of the Holayitim Piviasi implies that if there is a verbal Hazore, so then it is Mivatil the whole Maisa Floy. It's Mivatil the whole Maisa Floy. So Mimele, if in the case where the Hazore is formulated in Lashon of Mipat, there is a verbal Hazore. But in a case where the Chazor is formulated in Lashon of Miklal, then it all depends whether there is a Chazor or not. If we don't reject the second Dibur as verbiage, So then there is a chazorah. But if we reject the second dibur as verbiage because of the inconsistency between the first dibur and the second dibur, so then the first dibur by itself is a confirmation of the ma'aseh aploy. How can it be mevatel when it confirms? When verbally it confirms it. Now, 1 second, let me go over there. Now, Mase, Keitza Tomer Rabaki, Neda Shehuta Mitzosei, Hutakule, Bishleim Lerabed Tole Pluktayim, Bihachlik Lishenei, Meike Reishe Kevik Tole Kulchen, Kim Doma Bitzlas Nidre Loze Veloze, Achso Kishachei Zabei, Oma Kulchen, Kevik Tole Bebrais. So you see here, in explaining the Gemara's Kasher, so it's also differs from the Ram. Because here it says, Keitza Tomer Rabakive, Neda Shehuta Mitzosei Huta Kulei, Kevim Sheni Neneli Kulchen, Huta Rechad Menu Huta Kulom, Sheni Neneli Lezeh Lezeh Huta Vishni Zetulom, Huta Achel Achim Huta Kumasu, Bishli Lul Rabbe, Som Moitim Lul Reishe, Doma Lezeh Lezeh. So according to the Ram, so two things, two differences between the Ram's explanation and his explanation. Because according to the Ram's explanation, when the Gemara says Bishlim L'Rabbe Meikim L'Reishe Doma L'Zev L'Zeh, so Reishe includes the first two bodies. The Reishe includes the first two bodies. The first two bodies. The first Bobe and the Mitzias. And the Mitzias. And the Seife, and the Seife has reference to the third Bobe. Then, the Ran explains that when the Gemara says Bishleim L'Rab, making L'Reishe, the Omar Lozev L'Zeh, L'Zeh, that means in the Chazorin he said Lozev L'Zeh, in other words in the first book. So in the Neder he said, Kenim Shinan L'Kulchem, and then in the Chazorin he said, Ilu Yisidei Yashab, O B'Ochi B'Neyem, O Yisei Ima Lozev L'Zeh. So the Lozev L'Zeh, the Omar Lozev L'Zeh, has reference to the Chazore, not to the Neder. But according to Teisves, when the Gemara says Bishleim L'Rabbe Meikim L'Reishe Doma Lozev L'Zeh, it means in the Neder he used the Lashon of Lozev L'Zeh, not in the Chazore. Look what Teisves said: Bishleim L'Rabbe Gitole Pluktai, Bihechuk Lishenei Meikim L'Reishe Gitole Kuchen. Kidding to Oma Bitchlas Nidre Loze Veloze, Ach Shof Kishachei Zabei, Oma Kuhuche, Kidding to Oma Bebrais, So Bitchlas Nidre he said, Keinem Shirinene Loze Veloze, And then in the Chazor he said, Oni Lo Yisi Be Yashav Benechem, O Yisi Imeya, Kuhuche, Ach Shof Kishachei Zabei, Oma Kuhuche, Just the opposite of the Ram's explanation. Kidding to Oma Bebrais, So Mimele, So in the Reishe, so the Reishe according to the Teisves has reference to the first book, and to the first book only. So Rabakive says, if he said Kainim Shinenen Elozev Elozev, and then in the Chazor he says Ilu Yisim Deyashav Benechem Yisayim. Kulchem asuri chutz mi'abo som meile hutar echot mien iz hutru kulo so you don't buy we say it in the price so reishe according to Teisves has reference to the first bobeon and say it in the price diktone lozeh lozeh hutar au mishin hutru kulon Meine Schoma mit Chilo, wie Schas mit Rei Kuchen, wie Achso, wie Schas Chazore, im Erose, wo Lose, wie Kuchen, die Reiche, wo Lose, wo Lose, die Seife, da Preise, da war ich koja Schas Chazore, not a Schas Nidre, not a Schas Nidre, just the opposite of the Rams Pshat. Wie ist die Reiche, wie Seife, wa Schwinon, די בכולן יין שייך מיט די שיינע אומער אבער קיב הוט אַ מקצוס זיי הוט אַ קור so two as far as the kimte as the explanation of the kimte of rabbi is concerned there is no difference between tasteless and ram but as far as the pshat in this kashe of the gemara so there is a difference vintema mi komo kim koshe mi seife di seife מקום מוקים קושי מסיפה לסיפה. דקטונה, הותר אחרי, ויקולו מסורי, היכם משתחס לו, ויש לימה, דהשתו לדי קינון בלישנה דרישן ואחרי, עד בסוף. דרוש, as far as the Kinter Kov is concerned, so the Rosh is mamish the same like this, yes. But it appears from the Rosh that there is a different lomus. But the Kinter is the same. Because, you see, Teisves doesn't emphasize this question in the Machleket between Rav Meir and Rav Yitzchak as to whether when you use two expressions, because it's physically impossible to utter two things in one dibur. So the Machleket is, so according to the Ran, the Machleket is whether opinion we consider as one dibur or as two dibur. But according to Teisves, it appears that's not the Machleket. But here there is a repugnant expression. From the Rosh, it appears, even though he explains to Ekipta Rove Mamesh the same way as but the Lomdes is the Lomdes of the Ram. In other words, because the Rosh emphasizes explicitly that the Shaila between Rav Meir and Rav Yitzchak is on the question as to whether we consider it one dibur or two dibur. According to Teisves, that's not the Shaila between, that's not the machleke between Rav Meir and Rav Yitzchak. The machleke between Rav Meir and Rav Yitzchak is whenever there is a stira, a repugnancy. So, do we say Tofus Lo Shurishin and we reject the second dibur? As verbiage, or we do justice to both? That's the machlek is according to Teisves. But according to the Rosh, apparently the Rosh agreed with the Ram that here, Kuch Masur Chutz Mi'Avo is not considered as being a repugnant expression. But so why does it have to do with the machlek between Rav Meir and Rav Yitzchak? Because the machlek between Rav Meir and Rav Yitzchak is on the question as to whether two expressions are considered Alpidin is one dibur or is two dibur. I don't want to go into the longness now, but the Rosh says it. So he says, "Vochaname sav, hoyu viyefchel haiti shnei dvorim yachad dvorav kayam. Vochaname sav v'shama itofus lo shalishim. V'chiv shom akuch masurim nishanu achirim v'isurim. V'chiyom achutz miyave lo imehanu itzav von yachad. What do you mean itzav von yachad? As one dibur." To be mitzarei, v'leima hoyu bruta rovi futa gam acherim. All right. So there is one difference in the lomdes, but as far as the explanation, the ukimte, the mamish the peirush amilis of rovis of kimte is concerned. So the rosh and teisves are the same. So the rosh now. So the rosh also explains. Like Teisves, not like the Ram, that when the Rav Pope asked the Kasha against Rove, when he says, so the Rosh agrees with Teisves that, first of all, that Reishe is referenced only to the first Bobe, not to the first two Bobes, as the Ram says, but just to the first Bobe, just as the first Bobe, and Seife. The middle bobe, like Teisves, and they also agrees with Teisves that when the Gemara says making l'reisha the omar lozev lozev, so lozev lozev has reference to the neder, not to the chazor, not as the Ran explains that making l'reisha the omar lozev lozev has reference to the chazor, but to the neder. So then yes, so the Rosh has the same kashu. We call Mokim Koshe Misefe, even according to Rabbe. So Teisves gives the Teres, the Hashtel, the Kino Melishne, the Vishavachne, and Abisomu. And the Rosh, so he gives two Terutzi. So one Teres is like Teisves, the Hashtel, the Kino. And then he says, oh, Bishle Melarab, now look at the Rosh. Bishlim l'rabe meitum l'reishe dom alazev alazev. L'rabe svirlin b'achim v'shin italia teire meitum l'reishe dom v'shasane dom alazev alazev. U'vishas chazore oma kulchem. V'seif v'doma v'shasane dom kulchem. U'vishas chazore alazev alazev. Zal azev. D'vishneye machlik l'sheine. Hilka v'shneye mutru kulo. Mamesh. He's miforesh mamesh like Jesus. Except that Teisves applies the Lomdes that here Kuch Masur Chutz Mi'abo is a repugnant expression, so it's mamish like, so it bears an analogy to the case of the Machleke between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisi, and the Rosh agrees on that point with the Lomdes of the Ram, that here there is no repugnancy. But, so what's the Shaykhes of the Machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Yisi here? Because over there too, the Machlekes is whether the two expressions are to be considered al-Pedin as one Dibu, or they are to be considered as two Dibu. Except for that difference, the Rosh Shad is mamish like this. Now, so Bishlo im l'Rabbe, make your reish domo lezeh lezeh. L'Rabbe svir li b'achlid nishin italiya teve, make your reish domo lezeh lezeh lezeh. U'bishas chazor o makuk, v'isei yifu domo bishas aneda kuk, v'bishas chazor lezeh lezeh. Di bishnei b'achlid lishen, hilka bishnei imu trukuro, v'mishnei di prai sasha chazor ekoi. Ina meiv, v'mishnei prai sasha chazor aneda koi, v'hanach tribobe, ose l'ashkinon, di bein herkid vorob mechvau i prat, ובין יחליט פעם פרט לכלל, בכל מיני הוא תחוקו לו. ויסייך לדיקטון האחר ימות המקום מהסורים, ועשי גדייתם, so that's like the rosh, ויתרוצה, ובסום הפורך לנו לא, אינם. So we don't have to say that we saw it גדייתם. אינם הם מייתם לי ולא יחליט בור, ובסום הוך פורך, עמי כתון הראשונה. Alright. So בישלו לרבי מייתם ראשתם לזה ולזה, ויסייך גם לכולכם. אלו ידידור, Bishle me reishe dom moitelom dom ale kolche. Elo seife, dom ale se pleze, rabba kibi, amai tuli rabonin ale, amu dvaka mute, an ale tzide teizis. Elo ido, bishle me reishe dom ale terech menu trukulon, dom ale kolche mishas chazor, ukach il rabba kibi, utrukulon, viloi, li rabonon, because that's the machlekes according to Rabbe, between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbonon, in the case where the Chazor uses the Loshon of Iklal. So it has reference, the Reish has reference in the case where Bishas Chazor, he used the Loshon of Kolk, Ukach Rabbi Akiva, Hutru Kulon, Velo Rabbonon. Elo Seife, Al Kolk, Hidom Alo Ze Velo Ze, Bishas Chazor, Just as okay, am I trigger upon an alley? So, because according to Rode, so if he uses in the Hazore, in Russian of the Prat, so then everybody agrees that we say that a shooter mixes us with a kulay. Why does the price say here, Kate Satomarabati? Vintema, the Pirish Abneta, the Pirish Leo, the Rode, the Pong Bikulchem say, Bein Omar Bishasaneda Kulchem, Bein Omar Bishasaneda Lose Lose. אם כן, לישנה לכולכם בראש, ולזה ולזה, את הבעיה שסנן הקיים, וידה בשעס חזור מה כולכם, ולוכה רבקי ודפתי ולוי רבונו, why don't we apply it that way? ויש למה, דימשנו לי, דלישנת את הבעיה שחזור הקיים, מדיקטונה, כיצד אומר רבקי ולדה שלו מקסוסי את הכולי, משמע ושעשית הכולי, לפרושי, בואי דיש למה, Kiben wie kaputte der Rabakin und Rabon und Tolle war schon mal im Seif Kuchen, in kein sehr hohen vorigen Preise bereiche wie Seif. Kein ihre Rasch, I mean that's not our Rasch hier. So, ul Rabbe, min liche Seif in mein Moitule. Kadinu Rishna dem Ache. So, as far as this Kashi is concerned, so all the Rishayim explain it the same way. The Ram, Tesis, the Rosh. Kalima, Maishna Rishin, Maishna Achel. Why does, in other words, it means what? So, Hutar Echot, what does it say? First, he says, Rishayim, and then he says, Achel, Maishna Achel, Tabaye, Hav Lemema, Hutar Kulon. El Dereish, Doma Kulchi, Ubihokli, Rabbonon, Rabbi Akiva Yisayfe, lav mitlukte de Rabbonon v Rabbi Akiva, ela afilu Rabbonon name meide. Uchigein, shetolon zebaze.
Chav Zayin Adar Alef, Nedorim Shir. Chav Zayin Adar Alef, Heish Tov Shalom and Ches, March 7th, 1978, on Tuesday.
see the various pshatim. There are so many pshatim. Now, we went over Steran's pshat, and then we went over the pshat of Tesres and the Rosh. Now, Tesres and the Rosh have the same pshat, except for one thing, that Tesres doesn't mention that the machlike between the Meir and the Yesi is on the question as to whether when someone says Rasilat Murashlomi, whether it's considered as one dibur or two dibur, Maltidim. And the Rosh does mention, because the Rosh says, that Yetzimer in the Kachli Schavi Tchilo, Hoyu Biyev Shoreti Shnidvorim Yachad Vor Kayomi, Vachanam Nisabra Bishamai, Topus Roshan Rishim, Vichit Mishom HaKulchem Asur, Nisharu HaAchim Biyisur, Vichiyom HaChutz Miyabo, Hoy Mehanu Litzau Fon Yachad. In other words, he holds Bishamai hold Topus Rosh Hashem, and with the Hanel itself and Yachad. In other words, it's not one dibur. There is no zero. It's two dibur. Because if it's one dibur, so then you wouldn't say Topus Rosh Hashem. But the Rosh agrees with everything Tesis says, but he just mentions this point. Now, according to Tesis, The pshat in Rove is that it all depends whether the Chazore is formulated in Rosh Klal or the Chazore is formulated in Rosh Klal. In other words, Rosh Prat. It doesn't make any difference, Mishane or Mani. So, but according to Rove, the difference consists in the formulation of the Chazore. So the Kula Alme Kolheche Doma, Ilo is Yedea Shabba Benechem, when you say him a plane, you play me a sorry. The Abba Mutea is full of the top. In other words, if the Chazore is the Russian Prat, so then it's full of the top. Even if it's minded. Even if the Neder was also Russian Prat. But if the Chazore is the Russian Prat, regardless how the Neder was formulated, whether the Russian Klal or the Russian Prat, as long as the Chazore is the Russian Prat, so then it's full of the top. Loi nechliku elobei meir ilu ho yisi yodea she abo b'neichem ho yisei meir kulchan asurim chutz miyam. So the pshat in Tetzves and the Rosh is the same, that in other words, if there is that according to Tetzves and the Rosh, so Rove holds that the whole aloche of nedar shehuta miksose huta kulei is contingent upon a verbal explicit chazor. Only if there is a verbal, explicit chazore, so then we say, neda shuta miktsose is kutakul. So the mele, kulao me kol eiche doma, ilu o yisi yedea, shabu b'neiche, ho yisi eimea, pleini u pleini asuri, if the chazore was in the loshin v'abu mutea, and if the chazore was in the loshin prat, so then everybody agrees, even bishama, that we say that Ashuta Miktsose is Utakule. Why? Because Bisham, I also agree with the Halokhe of Nedashuta Miktsose Utakule. After all, it's Yalfuse. The Ram, at the beginning of the Dori, mentions Yerushalmi, that we learn it out from Cholayesi Pivyaz. So Bisham, I also agree with that din, that Nedashuta Miktsose, that Nedashuta Miktsose, is Huta Kule. So, but according to Rove, the din of Huta Mitzos Huta Kule is based upon an explicit Chazor. So in other words, so the din of Neda Shuta Mitzos Huta Kule is analogous to the Haloche of Chazor. Like, let's say, just as Mazim, Nadach Moshe, I mentioned, just as the Haloche is that when they did, were the Mazim, our Mazim, the Zeminim, the Nizumim, so then it's Mivatil, the whole Haggadah, it negates, it annuls the whole Haggadah of the Nizumim. So, if the Neder is Chazer, if the Neder is Chazer, so then the verbal Chazore is Mivatil, the whole Afloy. So, Mimele, Kol Heichad Omar, Hilo Hoyisi Yedea, Shehabo B'neichem, we say in a plain, or plain, Asurim, Babu Mutea, even if he's mine. Even if the Neder was also formulated in Loshen Prat. But there is a Chazore because of this change Because in the original neder, he didn't say Abu Mutter, he said we have Abu also said. Now there is a Chazore. So since there is a verbal explicit Chazore, so that's Mevate, the whole Agot. Let us shoot up his other. So, lo nechliku, elobei meirilu o yisiedea, sheadu bneiche, ho yisei meirkulchem asurin, chutz liab. So, bishama isabu et rabbi adobu tabu sorish, misil isabu et rabbi eizdom et babu od nitvaz. So, both the teisers and the osh, they achilik on the ram. According to the ram, so here there is no stirin. In the machleke, in this case. According to teisers and the osh, there is a stirin here. Just as there is a stire in Pura Seva, Pura Shlomi, so there is also a stire here, because it's a repugnant expression. When he says in Chazor, Kul Chanasu, so it doesn't make any difference whether the Neder was formulated Beloshin Prat or Beloshin Klal. As long as in the Chazor he says, Kul Chanasu in Chutz Miyabo, so Kul Chan means everybody. Kul Chan means Kul Chan. And then when he says chutz v'yabo, it's a repugnant expression. Now, so that's the machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Yitzi. According to Reb Meir says, Tofus Loshen Rishe, that Reb Meir says, whenever there is a repugnancy in the expressions, so Mele, we do not have to do justice to both expressions. If on the face, the two expressions are says to each other, Tmura Seva, Tmura Shlomi, even though you can reconcile by explaining the meaning of the expressions, so you can reconcile the two expressions by saying that it means both, that Yimoche Yobi Bidomov, Chotzidomov Eilo or Chotzidomov Shlomi. But on the face, so there is a repugnancy in the two expressions. So according to the Meir, whenever there is a repugnancy in a certain dibur, in expressions, so the first expression takes effect first, and that precludes the chaleis of the second expression. So here too, there is no verbal chazore, because the chazore is contained in both expressions. But both expressions contain a repugnancy, a stire. So mainly we reject the second expression as verbiage, and we accept only the first expression. So only the first expression is considered al-pidin verbalized. The other expression is not considered verbalized. So the first expression without the second expression constitutes a confirmation of the neder, not a chazore. So mainly we cannot apply the aloche of the neder of the play, but then you ask, so Monefshech, if we reject the second expression, so the neder should be kayo mipli gabi abo, it's verbiage. So that's the question Teisa says. So Teisa says, we're not concerned whether it's verbiage or not. True, it's verbiage, so it's not verbalized. But Anan Sade, that it didn't mean to asa dobi. So Memele, dobi is not osa, because it has to be pibili beishobi. But it's not considered that there is a verbal chazore, and in order to apply the din of nedashutim tzasot akulei, so the verbal chazore has to be mivatel the maizatloi. Just as by edes we say edes shepotel tzasot akulei. So if chazome was chal and part of the agode, the Gemara Barakam and Merube says, so it's mivatel the whole agode. So here too, the verbal chazore is mivatel the whole maizatloi, the whole dibu. But if we say tofus loshen rishe, so the second expression of chutz miyabo is rejected as verbiage. So mainly there is only one verbal expression, kulchem asurim. So there is no verbal chazore. But ligabi abo, it's bottle, because it's not pivul bishomet. But we cannot apply the loche of netashut amusas utakul. But Bisilel, they agree with Rabbi Yisi, that Rabbi Yisi says, so in other words, so even if there is a repugnancy, we don't reject the second expression. So in melee, we have to accept both expressions, in spite of the repugnancy. So both expressions contain chazore, comes through the chazore. So in melee we say, Nedashudam so say, Utakule. And the Rosh also explains it that way. But there is one difference. According to Teisves, so the reason as to why Reb Meir says Tofus Loshen Rishen is because Reb Meir holds that wherever there is a stire, so we reject the second Loshen. And Reb Yitzchak holds with Martho for the Nitvas that we don't reject. But the Rosh holds that the reason is why Reb Yitzchak holds with Martho for the Nitvas is because he considers that it's one Dibur. He considers it as one Dibur. But if it had been two Diburi, then Reb Yitzchak wouldn't say with Martho for the Nitvas. If it had been Al-Bedin considered as two Diburim, so then Rabbi Yisi would also say Tavos Rosh Hashanah. This is what the Rosh says. Teisves doesn't say it. So according to Teisves, even if it's two Diburim Al-Bedin, we can still say Big Bavor for the Mitzvah. So that's a side point. I mean, but it has nothing to do with the Pshat with the Mor. In other words, so that's the difference between Teisves and the Rosh. According to the Rosh, the only reason is why Rabbi Yisis does not say that Tofus Loshen Rishon is because, according to Rabbi Yisis, it's one Dibur. So maybe it's not Shayach to say Tofus Loshen Rishon. There is no Rishon, there is no Acher. But if Rabbi Yisis had agreed that it's two Diburim, so then Rabbi Yisis would agree that Tofus Loshen Rishon. According to the Teisves, it's not based on that. Whether it's one Dibur or two Diburim, Rabbi Yisis holds, we do not reject the second Dibur, even if it's two Diburim. But he said it, so maybe we cannot reject it as verbiage. That's the only difference between the Rosh and Teisves. But except for that, the Rosh and Teisves have the same pshat. Now, so the Rosh and Teisves have the same pshat in Rove. In other words, that according to Rove, so there is no significance in being Mishane or in being Mamet. Whereas according to Rabbi distinguishes between Mishane and Maimi. According to Rove, the Rosh and Teisves say, do not distinguish between Mishane and Maimi. But it all depends whether the Chazori is formulated Loshen Kral or the Chazori is formulated Loshen Kral. If the Chazor is formulated Biloshei Prat, so then everybody agrees that there should have Tzosim Dekol. But if it is formulated Biloshei Klal Chazor, so then there is a machleket between Misham and Misila. Why? Because if it's Biloshei Klal, so then there is a repugnancy. So the question is whether we accept the second Dibur or we don't accept the second Dibur. So according to Rabbi Yitzchak, according to Misila, so we accept the second Dibur, so maybe there is a Chazore. If there is a Chazore, so maybe we apply the din of the Rashut of Mitzvah Sehutakule, as long as there is a Chazore. So the Chazore is Mivate, the whole Afloy and the whole Dibur. But according to Bishamai, according to Rameya, that we reject the second Dibur as verbiage. So the only verbal expression that we have is the Dibur of Kulchem. Kulchem constitutes a confirmation. There is no verb like Chazore to be Mibate. The whole Dibur of Dabzor. All Dibur. Now, according to the Ram, now, as far as Rabbi is concerned, so there is no machleket between the Ram's Pshat and the Rosh and the Teisves and the Rosh Hashanah. Because according to all the three, the Ram, the Teisves, and the Rosh, Rabbi distinguishes between Maimit and Mishama. So, when is there a machlekes, according to Rabbi, between Mishama and Bisilel, in case of Mishama? Then there is a machlekes, and it doesn't make any difference what kind of Mishama, whether in the original letter was formulated Loshen Klal, and then the Chazoret Loshen Prat, or vice versa. The original letter was formulated Loshen Prat, and the Chazoret is formulated Loshen Klal, as long as there is a Mishane, not Maimit, so then there is a Machlekes. But if it is Maimit, Rabbi says, everybody agrees that we do not say, Neda Shuhuta Miksoseh Utakoy. Now, and what's the Pshat in Rabbi? according to the Ran and according to the Rosh Hashanah. Because as far as Rabbi is concerned, there is no machlokes between the Ran on one hand and the Rosh Hashanah. So we mentioned that the Ramban, because the Ramban says that the whole halacha of Neda Shehuta Mifsos Yehuta Tule applies only if the Mikta Saneda becomes bottle on the basis of Pesach, but if the Mikta Saneda becomes bottle on the basis of Harote, then we don't say Neda Shehuta Mifsos Yehuta Tule, and the Shita of the Ran is, because Pesach is based upon Toys. Harote is not a halacha. And this whole thing of Neda Shehuta Mifsos Tule is only Shayach when a mikzas is bottled as a toys. So if there is a toys in a mikzas and in there, so it's the bottled hole. So the Ram says, Loi mi boye, according to Rabbi, so he says, so it goes without saying that the din of Neda Shehuta Mifsos Tule does not apply to Harote, only to Pesach. So we don't even have to discuss it. But even according to Rabbi, he thinks that this halacha is limited only to Pesach, not to Harote. So there is more of a pshikes. Alimid the Rabbi, it has to be discussed. It has to be mentioned. Alimid the Rabbi, he says, he mentions it, but he says, it's needless to be mentioned. It doesn't even have to mention. It is so pshat. Now, why is it so poshut, according to Rabbi, that the din of Neda Shehuta Mifsos Tule does not apply to a case of Harote? And it's not so poshut, according to Rabbi. So we mentioned that, according to the Ramban, according to Rabbi, the din of Neda Shehuta Mifsos Tule is not a new halacha. If Bittul is hal, and it mixes an idea. So, Bittul is hal and hol. As there is a din, English bottom of Sosa Botopolo. No. According to Rabbi, there is no special aloche if Bittul is hal and mixes. So that is the battle, the whole net, the whole employee. But, if he is Mishame, and there is an element of toys of mistake, so then the toys is coextensive with the whole dibu, with the whole avoid. Because if, let's say, at first he said, Kulchanasu, and then the Chazori says, Ilo is Yedea, Shabu Benea, Moisei Mea, Vize, Asur, Viabu Muta. So the melee, the toys is coextensive with the whole Maisa Floye, with the whole people of that, there is a mistake. So it's not that a toys in a mixas is bevatel the whole. There is a toys, the toys is mispashing in the whole Maisa Floye. So where can we say that if it's on the basis of Pesach? Either where the toys are initio or on the basis of Pesach. So it's also toys. But where it's Harote, so then it's not toys. So it's not shy to say that the toys is mispashing in the whole dibur of that loy. So we cannot say that the toys is coextensive with the whole dibur of that loy. But he says, even according to Rabbi says that there is a din of Neda Shehuta Mifsos Yehuta Tule Alim El Besila, even in the case of Maimit. But even according to Rabbi, there is a special halacha, not just because there is a toys in the whole afloy. There is a special halacha that if Bittul is hal and Mifsos, it's mivatel the whole neder, the whole afloy. So, but it's only limited to toys. If Bittul is hal machmas toys and mixes are there, so then it's mivatel hol. Alright. So this pshat could be true according to the Ram, and it could be true according to the Rosh and Tesis also, because it's so far as Rabbi is concerned, there is no machlekes between the Ram on one end and the Rosh and Tesis on the other. But now, according to the Ram, So what he's saying, the kulal mekolheich adom arilu o yisirdei ha-shabat ulechem, o yisirdei me'apleini u'pleini ha-surim ve'abu muter. Pleia v'abu muter. So he's kulam itom. So according to the Ram, Rabbi agrees with the premise, with the deen of Rabbi. What does Rabbi say? Rabbi says that Bisilel only applied the halacha of Medashot HaMikzosi Utakule in the case of Mishane. In the case of Mishane. And why in the case of Mishane there is a deen, according to Rabbi, a deen of Medashot HaMikzosi Utakule? Because then the Torah is coextensive with the whole Afloye. But, and Rabbi agrees with this deen. But Rabbi says, this deen is considered not only is true not only Alim and Bisilel, it's true Alim and Bishamai too. But he concedes that he admits that there is such a thing. In other words, where he is in Mishani. So, what does Mishani mean? So, by Mishani means as long as there is a Shinu. The final Boshikval, as long as there is a Mishane, as long as there is Mishane, so then there is a Toes that is coextensive with the whole Dibur of that Roy. The whole Dibur of that Roy, the whole Dibur of that Roy is different in the Chazor. Then in the Neda. In the Neda he said Kulchem, in the Chazor he said Zevi, Zevi, Zevi. Oh, in the Neda he said Zevi, 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 and in the Chazor he says Kulchem. So the Toes in the Losh is, the Toes is coextensive with the whole Losh. So, and Rabbi, according to the Ram, Rabbi is made to Rabbi's Din, except that whereas according to Rabbi, this Din is mentioned only by Bezalel, Rabbi goes further and he says, this Din is such a Din Poshut that it be Shammai, but he concedes the premise of Rabbi, that where there is a Mishane, so then we don't have to resort to a new halacha, that a bittul on a mitzvah afloye is mevatel the whole afloye, because then the Torah is coextensive with the whole afloye. So the mele is bottle, because the Torah is mispashed with the whole afloye. That's according to the Ram. So now it's according to the Ram, So Rabbi says that there is no new halacha of bittul that is hal on Mikta Sanedea is Mibatel the whole Akvoye. There is no such Awache, but the whole deen of Neda Shuta Mitzvah Seuta Kulei is simply a deen of the Spashtus Hatoyes in the whole Akvoye, the whole Akvoye. And then, but there is no deen where there is no Spashtus Hatoyes in the whole Akvoye, then there is no Awache. That the Ebitl and the Mitzvahs is Mivate, the whole. Then Zohove comes and says, no. What you say is true. One thing of Megashuta Mitzvahs of Dakule is a very simple thing. That in any case where there is a Spashtus Atoyes in the whole Akhoye, in the whole ocean, so then the whole thing is bottled. Not because the Ebitl be Mitzvahs is Mivate, the rest. Because there is a toys coextensive with the whole approach. But then there is another thing. Then dean everybody agrees. Then there is another thing. Then there is another dean of that Beetle be mixas. That Beetle be mixas is Mivateil the whole. That is only Shayer. That is only Shayer by mind. Because by my mind, there is no toys that is coextensive with the whole approach. And still, if you say that the Rashi Mitzvahs of the Kulei, that's on the basis of the new Allah, the Bittul B'Mikzas is Mivateil, the Chazor, or the Chazor and the Mikzas is Mivateil, though, so it's analogous to the theme of the Eidishim of Mitzvahs of the Kulei. In other words, just as the Gemara says in Morakam in Merubin, that if there is Azomei, even though the Azomei is directed only on part of the Haggadah Seidim, so it's Mivateil the whole Haggadah. So according to Rambam, there are two halachas of Medrash and Tosafot of Kulei. One deen that is according to everybody, and the other deen is that bears an analogy to Eidei Shemot and Tosafot of Kulei, where the Chazor is Mivateil, the whole Dibur of that world. We could say, I mean, it's not necessary, but we could say, after all, the Ram, at the beginning of Nidorim, Tavdalet, so he mentions that the Yerushalayim, that Nereshit Mitzvahs of the Kulei is Exas HaKosov, the Cholayit in Pibyasi. So it could be that according to the Rav, so according to Rove, we could say that, I mean, it's not Mucher, but we could say that according to the Rav, so according to Rabbe, there is no Exas HaKosov. And the whole thing is only Shayer when there is a Toyes that is mispashing the whole Akloy. So then it's on the basis of Svore. It's not based upon Exeras HaKosov. So it's on the basis of Svore. A basis of Svore. But so Mele in the case, so Rabbi says, in the case of Maimi, there is no Toyes that is mispashing in the whole Akloy. So there is no Din of the Rashut of Tosafot Kulei. And there is no Exeras HaKosov. There is no Yalpusi. Whereas Rove holds there are two halachas of the Rashut of Tosafot Kulei. One din of Nereshut HaMitzvahs of Tekulei is the din of Nereshut HaMitzvahs of Tekulei that is considered by Rabbi. That is grounded in Svore, that is based upon Svore. That is based upon Svore. And then there is another aloha that we learn out from the Pasuk of Chlayit and Pivyase, the Alfus and the Yerushalmi. So, that din is not a Svore, it's a special aloha. Just as there is aloha in Nereshut HaMitzvahs of Tekulei. That the Hazomi is Mivate the whole Agode, the more and more. So there is Exeras HaKosov that the Hazom is Mivate the whole Dibur of the Akhloi. So it's true about that. That's according to that. Now, according to Tesis and Rosh, so insofar as Abin is concerned, so Tesis and Rosh say the same thing as the Rav, but in respect to Rove, so where is according to the Rav? So Rove agrees with Rav's din that there is one din of Idishibot Mutsos, I'm sorry, there is one din of Nereshut HaMitzvahs of Tekulei where it is simply based upon the fact that there is this Pashtes HaToyes over the whole Afloy, that the Toyes is coextensive with the whole notion, with the whole thing of that word. That's one thing, which is according to everybody, Rabbi says. And then there is another thing, according to Bissil, Rabbi says, a special aloha, that Bittul B'Mikzas
Bitl and the mikzas is mivatel the whole avoya. But according to the Rosh and Teisves, we cannot say that I live in the Rosh. Because according to the Rosh, to Teisves in the Rosh, so Rove is saying, lo nechliku elo beimir ilu o yisi yedea she'abu b'neches ho yiseimir kucha masurin chutz mi'abu. So the machlekes is in the case where the chazore is the Roshin Klal. So if the chazore is so then only be similar because they suffer here of his, but b'shamay they say that we don't apply the din of Neda Shuta Mishasot HaKule. In the case of Ibu Hoyisi Yedei HaShabu B'neichem Hoyiseim Chagul HaSurim, where the Chazor is Rosh Yivar, even if he's a Mishani, according to Tensis in the Rosh. Even if he's a Mishani, even though in the original Neda, he said Rosh Yivar, but if in the Chazor, he says Rosh Yivar, so there is a Chazor. So there is a toyes in the Rosh that is coextensive with the whole Neder. With the whole Neder. And still, Bisham, I say, we don't say that the Shut of Joseph Play. Why? Because of Rosh Rishon. So in Mela, there is no verbal Chazore. So what if there is no verbal Chazore? But if there is one aloha that is grounded to Zroi of Neder Shut of Joseph Play, that is based upon the fact that the Toys is coextensive with the whole Roshan Afloye, so true. That Bishama is Sadlik Rav Meir Domatofus Roshan Rishon. So there is no verbal Chazore. There is no verbal Chazore. But the fact is that there is a toyes in the whole Roshan of that boy. So we, according to the Rosh and Tisves, we have to say that whereas Rav has that thought, that where there is a toyes that is coextensive with the whole Afloy, so then it is, so the whole Nedav is bottled because there is a spashtes atoyes in the whole Afloye. What is Chelik HaMeir? So only according to Rav there is such a thing, but according to Rav there is no such a thing. Alright, now this is so far we saw the pshat of the Ram and the pshat of the Rosh and Teisves, and the Rosh pshat Rosh Teisves is the same, except that the Rosh bases Rav Yehesi's din of Gigmar Vorov of the Mitvahs. He bases Rav Yehesi's din of Gigmar Vorov of the Mitvahs upon the fact that it's one din. Whereas, according to Tetzes, it doesn't make a difference. Let it be two Diburim. But Gigmar Vorov of the Mitvahs, even if it's two Diburim, we cannot reject the second din. That's the only din. Alright, now let's see how Rashi explains the Gemara. Now let's go over inside Rashi. Omar Rav, Hakam Leidim Amasdisim Koek. Amasdisim Koek Leimar Shimroi Someichlin Teinim Vanovi. Viomar Hareyan Aleichem Ko. So in other words, the Neder of the original formulation was the Loshen Klal. Vishuv Omar Ilo Yisi Deyashav Vineichem Yisei Merkuch Masurim Chutz Miyabo. Kutriabo, Hoyu Mikoro Kililon, Dioma Kuchen, Asurim, Suloba Kuchen, Iskum Asurim, Viobi, Viimi Mitori, Dioi Have Neda Shuta Mitsose Uta Kule, Hoyu Viakate Bifure Kame Koye Dioma Kuchen. I would like to mention to those who are here that they should mention it to those who walked out. I don't know whether it's Taiti Larze or in Taiti Larze. I mean, it's not the Shaila here in Chumri Amokim Sholach Mishomo or Sholach Leishom or Sholach Mishom. But anyway, I'm mentioning it to everybody who's here, and I'm mentioning it to, and I would appreciate if you mention it to those who walked out, that from now on, if anyone does not come to the minyan, does not come to the second seder, he cannot attend the shir. And also something else, starting this Friday, so we'll again revive the minyan. I didn't do it for some time, there were reasons, because of theories, but there will be a prine. Now this Friday, so like this, it's only on the gemore of that week, but this Friday, so the prine will be on all the gemore from the beginning of the third Pesach up to the point where we will have covered by time. And then something else, maybe some of you will not like it, but I can't help it. Last week, so if the second time I was stranded the whole Shabbos and I couldn't come back because of the weather. 5 weeks ago I was stranded in the morning. Now this time I was stranded in New York. Last week I only gave one shiur in Dobby. And that I have to make up one shiur. So tomorrow, so there'll be a second shiur in Dobby. And I would appreciate if you tell it to all those who walked out. All right, now let's go over the Rashi. Omar Rabbi, Hakam Eidim Alas Nisim Koye Kolim Ashim Goye Somech Lintenim Vanot Viyomar Arim Aleichem Kol Vishuv Amar Ilu Oyis Yedea Shabu Benechem Ho Yiseim Yakulchem Asuri Chutz Mi Abo Hoyil Mikoro Kilu Viyomar Kulchem Kulo Masuri Viyobi Viyime Mitoi Viyo Avenebe Ashuta Mikso Seyuta Kulik Hoyu veakate vidiburei kame koye doma kuk. Lo nechliku elo beinei tchilo bichlau hareyem aleichem kol. Vishum omar, ilu o yis yedei ashaba beneichem, o yisei mea pleini u pleini asur, vi abe muta, hoyu lo lipsei poto, pleini u pleini, kosavre visile, de habe le nedra shuta mikzose huta kuk. Now, so, right now, from this Rashi, it's not mifurish, but then the Karneiro, deduces from the other Rashi, and as a matter of fact, it's even implicit in this Rashi, but it's not mifurish. In the other Rashi, it's mifurish. So the Rashi Shite is not like the Rashi, you see. So far, so we didn't see any machlekes in regard to Rabbi, because the machlekes was only in regard to Rabbi, the machlekes between the Rambam's pshat and the Rosh Hashanah's pshat. But Rashi seems to be chelik, and the Karmel said that, seems to be chelik in regard to Rabbis. So in regard to Rabbis. Now, according to the Ram and the Rosh and the Tzitzis, so according to Rabbi, so the difference is between Mishane and Maimon. But, and it doesn't make any difference. Mishane is Mishane. As long as there is a change, as long as there is a change between the original formulation of the Neder and the Chazore, whether the original Neder was formulated in Lashon Klal and the Chazore in Lashon Prat, or vice versa, so that's called Mishana. And the, so, according to the Ran and the Rosh and the Tzvez, so any case of Mishana, whether it's Mishana from Klal to Prat or from Prat to Klal, so according to Bezalel, we say Neder Shuta Mishana Seuta Kodesh. Rabbi says. But Rashi Shite is not like that. Rashi Shite, the Karnero points it out. That Rashi Shite says, he says, Lo nechliku alo bein meir tchilo bichlau, hari ha'alechem ko, vishuv omar ilo yisidei ashe abo b'neichem, ho yisei meir, pleini u pleini asurin vi abo muta, hoi u vilipsei poton, pleini u pleini, tesavra bisilel, da abo lein nede ashe huta mikzosei, huta ko. So in other words, according to Rashi, and we'll soon see how it's muchach from Rashi. It's not just the deal, because Rashi only mentions the example of Mishane of from Klal to Prat. He doesn't mention the example of Mishane from Prat to Klal. It's muchach from the Rashi further that Rashi, according to Rashi, so Rabbi only says that according to Bezalel, we say, Neder Shuta Mikzos Huta Kulei, if he is a Mishane from Klal to Prat, if the original Neder was formulated in the Lashon of Klal, and then he formulated the Chazore, is formulated in the Lashon of Prat, that is considered Mishane. But the Shinu of from Prat to Klal is not considered Mishane. Now we'll soon see. Now, so in other words, so we have to say in Rashi that Rashi, as far as Rabbi is concerned, so he agrees with the same kind of lomdes as the lomdes of the Ramban. What is the lomdes of the Ramban in Rabbi? That according to Rabbi, there is no new halacha, new gzeiras hakosuf, of Nedas that a bitul al mikzas is mevado the whole affair. But if he is in Mishane, so then there is the toys is coextensive with the whole Maisa Foye, with the whole Dibur of the Foye. There is a spashtus at toys in the whole washing of that Foye. Not that a bitul al mikzas is mevado the rest. But according to the Ran and the Rosh and Teisves, we say that there is a spashtus atoyes in the whole dibur, even in any case of Mishane. Even not only in the case of a Mishane from cloud to prat, even from prat to cloud, there is a spashtus atoyes. The Rashi is right. Rashi holds that when there is spashtus atoyes in the whole washing, if the Mishane consists of a shinu from cloud to prat. So in other words, first he said, Kulkamaso. Then he said, Ilu o isi yedeya, Shabu ben Eichem, o isi imeya, Devi, Asuri, Vyadamuta. So then there is this Pashta Satoes in the whole washing of the Afloye. In the whole washing of the Afloye, he said, Kuchen Asur. Kuchen Asur. Now he says, or he said, Amen. There was a mistake. I used that portion of Kuchen by mistake, because had I known the fact, I would have said, Ze, Asuri, the Anamuta. So in other words, when you compare or contrast the original washing with the washing of Chazore, so you find the total variance. Not just a discrepancy as to one dibur. There is a total variance between the loshon of the Afloye and the loshon of the Chazore. Loshon of Chazore. Masha'in came in the Shinu in the other way. If the original letter was formulated in the loshon of Prat, so he said, let's say there were four people standing, four individuals standing, and the fourth one was his father, but he didn't see the final letter. And he said, Zeh, number one, number two, number one, number two, number one is Osa, number two, number three, and number four, Asur. Then he found out that after number four was his father. So he says, Yilu, Yisileya, Shabu Benechem, Ho Yiseimeya, Kulchem Asur, Chutz Biyar. So in other words, so there is no total variance here. There is no total shinu. Because now, suppose he would say, Yilu Yisi Yedeya, Shabu Benechem, now let's say, suppose he said in Hebrew, Kulchan Asuri, and then when he found out that the Abba B'neihem, so he says, Yilu Yisi Yedeya, Shabba B'neihem, and let's say the Abba doesn't understand Hebrew, he understands only English. So he says, Yilu Yisi Yedeya, Shabba B'neihem, Ho Yisei Meya, so he wouldn't say, Kulchan Asuri, Abba, but you are all of that, except Father. So that wouldn't constitute the Shibu, just because he says, Yilu Yisi Yedeya, Shabba B'neihem, so he would say the same word in English. What difference does it make? That is not a shiva. So Mele Rashi Shite is, I mentioned it as a linear. So Mele Rashi Shite is, in the case of a shiva, from prat to cloud, so the original letter he said, Vizaso. Then he found out that the fourth one was off. And then he said, you know, if you think a shabu v'neichem, ho yisei mea, kulchem, asuri, chutz mi'avo. So the kulchem is another expression for there is everything. So it's a shortcut expression. So Mimele, there is no total variance. There is no toys that is mispashing in the whole washing of the net. So Mimele, in such a case, we would not say that a neda shutam tesa de kule, according to Rashi, according to Rabbi. Alright, now, this is Well, the Karmeo, I mean, he doesn't give the pshat, he doesn't explain it, but the Karmeo says that according to Rashi, so according to Rabbi, what is considered a shinu? Only the variance from a lotion of cloud into a lotion of prat in the Hazorah. But the variance from a lotion of prat into a lotion of cloud in the Hazorah is not considered a shinu. Why is it so? Because on the basis of the oneness of the Rambam. Now, the Rodoma, the Kulau, Mekola Yechadoma, Rilo, Yisidea, Shabu, Benechem, who you say, Meplein, Meplein, Asu, the Kulau, that's in Rashi, the Kulau, Melinech, look, they not feel of the cloud, and he's out with him called, Mishuva, Marilo, Yisidea, Shabu, Benechem, who you say, Meplein, Meplein, Asu, and Babin, Butea, who you will say, Photon. So after the Shama made it, the Chai Gadme, who you will be Utah, Mitzos, and Visir, Gibure, is Utah, cool. So if at first he said erosion of cloud, and then he said Eloisidea in the erosion of prat. So this is the case that is according to Rabbi. So it's talking machlokes between Misham and Israel. So according to Rabbi, everybody admits that it, because there is a toyes that is mispashe in the whole loshna void. Lo inechliku el hod a pure cloud. So it's mashma that he here agrees with the longness of faces in Rob. In other words, so if he said Bitchilo Hakuchem Asurim. And then he said, Kulchem Asurim, Chutz Miabo. Then he said, Kulchem Asur, Chutz Miabo, Kulchem Asur, Chutz Miabo. So he said, so Bisham is not Rabbi Yadomatov is Roshan Vish. So, in other words, so what does Rabbi say is that whenever there is repugnancy, there is a stir in the two expressions. So we reject the second expression as a verbiage. We reject the second expression as a verbiage. So the Mele, since we reject the second expression as verbiage, so the Mele, there is no Chazorah. Isil el Sabre lo kirabiyeh, di ono bibam vov nidva, do machutz, di mitev di buri, do machutz, the mitzvah of the purei, uta mitzosei, the machutz miyabo, is uta kule. So in other words, so according to Bisilel, so Rabbi is saying, as far as the oneness of Rabbi is concerned, so is the same oneness as the Rambam, except that he limits it. He holds, according to Rabbi, so when we say that the Torah is mispashit in the whole Russian of the Afloye, only when there is a shinu from a Russian cloud to a Russian cloud, but when there is a shinu from a Russian cloud to a Russian cloud, so then there is no total variance in the Russian. So there is no toys that is coextensive with the whole Russian Russian. But then Rabbi holds that you when you see a day ashabu b'nechem, or you see a meyer kulchem asuri chutz mi'avo. So in other words, according to Rabbi, there is another halacha. So in other words, according to Rashi's pshat, it seems that Rabbi is also made to Rabbi's din that wherever there is a spashtes atoyes in the whole Roshna atoyes, so then the whole matter is bottled. Not because a bitla of a mikzah is mevatel the whole thing, but according to Rabbi, there is another halacha. Not halacha, that if bitul is chal, if there is chazor, and mikzas of that loye, so it's mevatel the whole. So mimele, in the case where he said originally, he said, kulchem asur lo. And then in the chazor he says, ilo yisidei ashab v'nechem, or yisei me kulchem asurin chutz mi'avo. So that's mine. But according to Bisilel, who agree with Rabbi Yisi, So even if there is a repugnancy, we don't reject the second expression. So then there is a hazor and the afloy. And the hazor is only an emikta. But there is another aloha that is based upon the Grazakos of Kohayit and Piviate, that if there is a vitul and a mikta, so that is mivatel, the whole afloy. But Bishamai and Bishamai would also agree, if they had held the tofus loshnach with mavov and mikta. But Bishamai agree with Rameya that tofus loshnavishen. So Mele, in this case, where he says, kukam asur chutz me'avo, there is a contradiction in terms. There is a repugnancy. So according to Bishamai, you reject the second expression of chutz me'avo. So the only verbal expression that remains is kukam asurim. Kukam asurim without chutz me'avo constitutes a confirmation of that loye, not a chazori of the afloye. So in many ways we cannot apply the aloche of neva shita miksosi with akulet. This is how Rashi explains. Now, Einzer apotel rov, keitzat omer Rav Akiva, neva shita miksosi with akulet, keilim sheninene lekulche, hu tarechot mehem hu trukulot, sheninene loy lozev lozev, hu tarvish lekulom, hu tarachin achim, hu tarikum asuk. So bishlo in Rav. Now let's see the Rashi inside. It's very confusing. I know it's very confusing. She came to Adam and Abakim and Elashut and Mitzos and Utakule, the Zeru to be Silel, the Rabun Nale, the Amrel, the Utakule, the Hanit Visham. She in Nenel Zeru was there, she bought, who took Kulo, before you price the camp. Bishle in the Rabbi Dom of Mikulchen, Loitlige, El of the Plainu, Plaini, the Mikulchen Loitlige, so everybody agrees that even the Hazor, he says, Kulchem. So then, we don't say that Hashem Tzasot Kulchem. When is the Machlokes as to whether we say that Hashem Tzasot Kulchem? Only in the case where the Hazor, he says, play new play. Elu play new play. Elu kashle halai. Dibtar tzilereishi kisein bevisein vikereishi. Now, what does it mean? So he means that we are mapping the text. You see it from the end of the Rashi. So then, according to Rabbi, instead of being gerus in the price, keita tomer Rav Akiva, neda shuta mitzot yehuda kulon, keinim sheninene likulchem, utarech mehuto kulon, we should be gerus, keinim sheninene loze veloze, utarech mehuto kulon. And then, sheninene likulchem, utarech mehuto kulon, utarech mehuto kulon. So in other words, we have to be mapping, we have to change the gear in the rest of the bite. So this little rabbi domino kukham loy plige, el play new plane loy kashla hal rise. Dim tavet play le reishe ki seife, we have to substitute into the reishe the expression that is used in the seife. In our text, what expression is used in the text, in the seife? Shenenene lo lozeh lo lozeh. We have to substitute that expression in the reishe. And she so Kate Doma Rabakive Neda, so then the price will read as follows. Kate Doma Rabakive, Neda Shuta Mistosi Utakule, Kingdom Shenene Lezevelade, Utarachmem Utrukulo. Then we have to substitute the Reishe into the same. Shenene Likuche, so Utarachin Utrukulo, Utarachin Achimutam Kumasu. This is what he said. So Bishlum Rabbi Doma Kuchem Loiplige, everybody agrees that we don't say. So everybody agrees that we don't say never shoot them just the. But when is there a machleket? When the Hazori says play new plainy, loshn prat, el be play new plainy, loy kashla price. Dimitar play lereshik say he substitutes the expression kainim shein nenozev leze utarach mem utalikula veseife and in the seife. And so that means save the safe according to Rashi. So Achim Mutam Kumasurim, so it means that Oma, Shein and Likuchem, so Achim Mutam Kumasurim. We say the Kresh, Dikton, Reisha Rabaki Veimer, Hutrukulon, Maire, Beheche Diporat, Shoma, Shein and Lozeb Lozeb, Beloy Bikuchem. Now, why did Rashi have to be Mafir? He could have said the same thing, but by saying, by saying that the expression kuchen has reference to the original formulation, not the hazor formulation. Well, so it's the same thing that the Rosh says. So the Rosh says the kasha. So he says, So Rashi also assumed the same thing. The lotion of the price, kuchem or shenin zelze, have reference to the shas hazor, not to the shatamet. So mimele, Rashi was forced to say matis. Okay. So he says, so bishleim reshizivre dikton reish abaki veimea. Hutrukulon, the tutarech of men, hutrukulon. So he has reference to the reish of this price. The first bubble of the Braise has reference to the case where the Chazore was formulated in the lotion of Prat. My Rebbein had the Porat. Shomar Sheinen Eloze Veloze. Veloy Bikur. So in other words, the Neder was formulated in the lotion of Klal, and the Chazore was formulated in the lotion of Prat. So then there is a toys that is coextensive with the whole version of the Neder. So according to Rabbi Akiva, we say Neder Shuta Mitzosei, Hutakul, V'Rabbi Akiva, the Omak Misila, V'Ani Dikom Alu Nechliku, Elu B'Yisei Meir, Pleini U Pleini Asurim, V'Aben Muter. So according to the Uplik Rabon Malay, the Rabbi Akiva, the Uplik Rabon Malay, the Rabbi Akiva, because so Avre Kibishamai, the Stavu Kibishamai, so Bishlim Larabe, so the first Bobbe is alright. So what does the first Bobbe have reference to? The first Bobbe has reference to the case where the Hazore was in the lotion of Prat, and the Neder was in the lotion of Klal. So then, according to Rabbi Akiva, we say Nedashuta Mikzosei Utakule. But according to Rabbanon, so even in that case, we don't say Nedashuta Mitzosei Hutakule. So it's all right why the price says Kesa Tomar Makile. Nedashuta Mitzosei Hutakule. Kenu Shein Nenelezevelezeh, that means in the Chazore. He said in Nenelezevelezeh. But in the Neder itself, in the original Neder, he says Lukukhe. And in the Chazore he said Kenu Shein Nenelezevelezeh. So Hutarechot Men Hutrukulo, according to Rabbi Akiva. Shein Nenelukukhe. So Hutarechot. Is so achimutah shenene likulchem or achimutah v'kol masur. So achimutah v'kol masur. V'seife diktone kol masurim mukle doma kulch v'dele hakel v'kulch masurim. So where in the chazor he said kulch masurim, so l'pligya rabakiv v'rabonon. So then even Rabbi Akiva is made there, even Beisilel is made there, that we don't say Nerashutam Tzasu Takule, according to Rabbi. Kedampino di kul alma yichel kol makulche. Kul nasu. V'hashteh seifet reishe. So the diuk is, so when Bishleim al Rabbi meikim al reishe. So reishe means the first bove, and seifet means the third bove. How about the middle bove? So he's not retired from the middle bove. So, was the same with the Rishon, who thought we should come with dying? Elo is saying, Elo is the dog. Now, the Karameiro is from this Rashi in this Muchach. Because he says, Viseife, the Ktone Kulmasuri, make a Lodoma Kulche, that in the Chazore, he said Kulche. So in other words, that means, so according to Rabbi, so is with the hakeli, the kulch masudan lefligir Rabbi Kivim Rabbonon. So in other words, so we don't say that the shudam mitzvah with the kule, even though there was a variance, but because since the variance was from Prat to Klal, so that's not considered as a total variance. Right. אלו לידוק לראות דהומה בכל חמילי. זו איך הם אופיל לברייסה, ביש להם הרי שבקטונת, דהומה רבה קירה, הוא תרח עוד מנו, הוא תרוק כולום, דפליג רבון מלאי, מייקלי דקומה כולכם. את גילוי עתיך, So, according to Rabbi, we don't have to change the girsa, the text. So, in other words, so Rabbi can explain the first bottle very well. That in the Hazore, he said Kulchem. So in such a case, well, in the Hazore, he said Kulchem. So then there is the Machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanon, so that's why the price says, Kaitet Omer Rabbi Akiva, Neda Shehuta Mikzos Yehuda Kulei. Only according to Rabbi Akiva. Moedu Goma Kulchem, Velo Yafi. Elo Ktone Rabbi Akiva, Uplik Rabbon Malay Dabar Akiva. Kibisila, Elo Seife, now the, Elo Seife, the Reish. So, Elo Seife, the Omer, Lose Veloze, Hutaro Rishay, Hutro Kulom. So in other words, according to Rashi, so when he said, when we said Seife Alim de Rabbe, so we meant the Seife de Seife, the third one. And when he says Seife Alim de Rabbe, so it doesn't mean Seife de Seife, but Seife de Reish. El Seife de Reish, the Omavul is El Reze, Huta Orishin Utro Kulom, Kiritonelo, Virabakivi, Veloi Rabolon, Kitone Kate, Atomarakivi, Umashma de Fligabonale. So then the Gemara says, as far as that is concerned, so it's the same pshat according to Rashi. So this is Rashi's pshat. Now, then there is a pshat Rishin Kovetz. So that's already, you see, the machlekes between the Rosh in Tesis is only in regard to Rabbi, but Rashi has another pshat in regard to Rabbi. Now we see there is still another pshat in Shinu Kovetz. It's a very long Shinu Kovetz, yes? And then it's a very long Shinu Kovetz, yes? It starts. V'ato evoyo l'fidayt. No, it starts. Hogim Zal, Vitishel Obed, Lamedale from the base, and then it continues up to Bochat Hashem Abdin Chukech. So he mentions the Pshat of Teisves, and then he says, then he mentions his own Pshat. Now, the Pshat of the Shin Kovetz, I don't know which Rishni it is. But the pshat of the Shin Kovetz is as follows. In other words, it bears an analogy to the pshat of Teisves and the Rosh in Rov. Now, according to Rov, according to Teisves and the Rosh, Rov distinguishes between the case where the Chazore is formulated by Rosh in Cloud, and the case, so the Chazor is formulated Goshen Prat. So Rabbi says, V'kula al mekoleiche domarim ho yisidea, Shabu b'neichem, ho yisein v'aplein v'aplein v'asurim, v'abim muter, v'skolom v'tok. So if the Chazor is formulated in Goshen Prat, so then everybody agrees that we say, Nedashim tam mitzosei, utakulet. Where is there a machleke between Bisham and Bisilel? If the Chazor is formulated, you will see the Yeshav and Nichol, you see the Kuch Masur and Chutz Mi'av, in the Roshin of Kwa. This is what Rav says. So, this, the Shin Kovetz agrees with the Pshat and Rav. But, whereas, according to Tesis and Rosh, so as far as Rav is concerned, the Shin Kovetz Pshat is the same as Teisves and Rosh Pshat. But he is chilek on Teisves, as he calls Rabbi Tam, Rabbi Tam's Pshat, he is chilek on Rabbi Tam in regard to Rabbi's Pshat. Because according to Teisves, according to Rabbi Tam, Rabbi distinguishes Mishane Famayim. So, a Kodesh in Kabet is just as Rovitz or Kimte revolves around the Shinu, around the distinction between a Chazore B'loshin Klal and the Chazore B'loshin Prat. And Rovitz is saying that if the Chazore is B'loshin Prat, then everybody agrees that it's Utakole. And when is there a Machlekes? When the Chazore is B'loshin Klal. So he says just the reverse, Rabbi. And he says, Kulal Mekolei Chedoma. If the Chazor is in Loshin Klal, then everybody agrees that we don't say Netashuta Mikzosi with the Kolei. When is the Machlekes? Loinechliku, Elabei Meir, Eloise Yedea, Shabu Benechem, and he's saying a plane or plane as soon as Babu Mutter. So according to Rabbi, the Machlekes is when the Chazor is formulated in the Loshin of Prat. So in other words, so it follows the same pattern as Rove's Kimte, but the reverse. According to Rove, so if the Chazor is formulated in the Loshin of Prat, everybody agrees that we say Nedashuta Mikzosei Utakolei. And the Machlekes is in the case where the Chazor is formulated in the Loshin of Prat. And according to Rabbi Sukim Tei, just the reverse. So if the Chazor is formulated in Loshon of Klal, then everybody agrees that we don't say that Hashem is Chazor Kolei. If the Chazor is formulated in the Loshon of Prat, then there is a Machlokes. Then there is a Machlokes. Now let's see. What's the one this? וכך נראה לי לפי אני ידעתי כי זה שאומר במחק ומדים או יסעים הכוך מסורים או תראים הבפשוטה משום יסביר לי לרבי דיביסיל על נמס סביר לי תופס לא של ראשית ולזה ולזה נחלקו דיביסיל על סברה נדע שאותה מקצוס היו את הכולי ובשמי לס לכלל נדע שאותה מקצוס את הכולי. So his main point is, the Shemkobetzes main point is that according to Rabbi, so whereas Rabbi says that the machleket between Misham and Misila is unquestioned, whether the topic of Shemish and Tavon Shna Achein, so Rabbi says no. Everybody agrees in this case that we say topic of Shemish. So Memele. So we have to explain. So then, I mean, it is self-evident that since Rabbi Sekinte follows the same pattern. The same kind of pattern as Rove's Kimte, except that it's the reverse. So, and Rove's Kimte is based upon the concept of Tophos Losh, Rishin Tophos Losh, Mavor, Nitras, wherever there is a repugnancy. So that means Rove's Kimte is also based upon this Lomdes of Tophos Losh and Rishin. In other words, wherever there is a repugnancy. So the Mele Rabbi says, כל העולם קולי חדומה, אילו איסי ידע, שעבו בניכם, או איסי אימר, כל חם אסורים, חוץ מיאבו. Now, it doesn't make any difference how the nether was formulated. That is not relevant, how the nether was formulated. But, as long as כל העולם made that where the Chazor is formulated in the Loshon of Klal, so that means that the Chazor has a repugnance. There is a contradiction in terms. So Mimele, even Bisilil Almeide, that the Kulan Asur involved with Muter. Why? Because the whole Allah, according to